So we're bound with the laws of physics and the laws of economics. And so the thought that that I started with was, how do you do this still within the boundary of the science we know today? No time for science fair, no time for playing around with things or waiting for the magic battery to show up. How do you do it within the economics that we have today? How do you do it from the power of the consumer up and not from the power of an edict down? And on a random visit to Tesla on some afternoon, I actually found out that the answer comes from separating between the car ownership and the battery ownership. In a sense, if you want to think about it, this is the classic batteries not included. Now, if you separate between the two, you could actually answer the need for a convenient car by creating a network, by creating a network before the cars show up. And the network has two components in them. First component is you charge the car whenever you stop. Ends up that cars are these strange beasts that drive for about 2 hours and park for about 22 hours. And if you drive a car in the morning, you drive it back in the afternoon, the ratio of charge to drive is about a minute for a minute. And so the first thought that came to mind is everywhere we park, we have electric power. Now, it sounds crazy, but in some places around the world, like Scandinavia, you already have that. If you park your car and didn't plug in the heater, when you come back, you don't have a car. It just doesn't work.